In Yom Yom Kippur, just a few minutes, I heard last night from Binyamin Finkel during the Shmuz, he says that there's a lot of times that they advertise are Zmani Segula, times that are Segula to Daven, and each one has Makar, each one, yeah, they not to be Mazals on any. He says, but the Aser Yisrael Mitshuva, he says the Segula is from the Rebbeinu Shlomo himself. It's a nevuah that from the Rebbeinu Shlomo himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you this is a zman which is mesugul. This is a zman. Chazal tells us that a yochid has the koyach of a tzibur, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is carved to a tzibur at all times as opposed to a yochid. It's during the Aseres Yimei Tshuva, and that means that be'etzem every tefillah that a person is mispala during a Aseres Yimei Tshuva as the din of a tefillah seber. Once heard from Mordechai Stumberg, he says, imagine you want to get together, you want to daven for something, so you want to get to Erlin together, you're going to make a minyan by the Kaisel, v'chulu, it's something, what it is together, the minyan to come to the Kaisel with you. He says, anytime you go by yourself to the Kaisel during a Aseres Yimei Tshuva, or in your own house, it's kilos, we're taking a minyan together to daven for something. Just appreciate the zman, which is mesugol, of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, to be able to make the most of it. It's a zman mesugul for tefillin, it's a zman mesugul for tshuva. It's b'yimotza, even if it's aside from the mitzvah sasei d'oraisa, according to many Rishonim, that there is to be chayzer b'tshuva on Yom Kippur. But it's a zman which is mesugul, that the Achronim say, Ma'avit says, that even if a person's not chayzer b'tshuva shlema, it's still his tshuva is, what does it mean he's not chayzer b'tshuva shlema? He doesn't have all the tenoyim of the tshuva, he doesn't have the 20 tenoyim of the Rabbeinu Yehuda. But even if it's not a tshuva gemura, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makabel the tshuva. Now, the ikur tshuva that is ma'akiv though, is there are three chalakim, ki yodua. The three chalakim are charato, and vidui, and kabbalah al-asid. A person has been mischarat, he's been misvadeh, and kabbalah al-asid. Now, two of them are relatively simple, and the third one gets a little bit difficult. That the Olam feels that it's difficult. Just to redduch the Indian a little bit. Vidoy is a person says Chatosya Visi Pashati is yet today Choivas Vidoy. That's they're Mesakin, then the person say Ashamnu and they added on the whole Al Chet, Al Pi Alaf Beis. The Chayodim says that a person, the Mishabur brings down, a person should be Mefarat if he's being Mizvade Belachash, he should be Mefarat the Chet specifically, even if it's not mentioned in the Alaf Beis, whatever specific Chet that he has. But that's not Mikra Adin. Mikra Adin, Chatosya Visi Pashati, that's a kiyum of the din of Vidui. Now, certainly anything else that the Isafas that were Moisef, certainly a person is Mekayim. The Harato, so people are Mistapik. Am I really Mischaret? Do they really feel bad about it? Nobody's happy with the Averis. Right? I saw once in Eber's Tshuva Puntress, and he says that a boy once told his father, he says, what should I do? I don't have Harato for what I did. So he says, if that's the case, you're not mescharet, then a mitzava on you, bepkudas av, kibud av aim, that you're not allowed to do tshuva. So he says, what do you mean I'm not allowed to do tshuva? What's going to be a mechatoim? He says, so tzatach. Yeah, it bothers you a little bit. Nobody wants to have his averis. Nobody feels good about his averis. Certainly, not only that, the Achronim say, bepashat, the Ben Yehuda mentions, that bepashat is somebody that's mitzvah is mescharet. That if you're being mitzvah, that means that you're not happy with what you did. Now, there are dargis for sure in charato. We don't find that there is a certain dagger which is ma'akiv. But a person is mischarat, he's mischarat. He feels bad that he did it. He feels... If he starts thinking about, you know, it gets a little bit dangerous. The person is being mizvada and he starts thinking about it. Are you vein a koma? Ah, was that kishmak? Ooh, like the Mesil Sharm says, Mesukum mitvash, that a koma that I did, I really got him good. He starts being misbrained into the... It can get dangerous that you might think that Itaka was so gishmak. I don't want to, you know, I don't feel so bad that I did that myself. But the standard situation when a person is mizvade is that he's mischaret. The issue that many have is the Kabbalah. Now, and there's a little bit of bilbul also, what is the Kabbalah that we know that a person has to make one Kabbalah, like Rabbi Sol Salanter says. Is that the Kabbalah that a person is making on his tshuva? That's... Is it a different thing? Is it the same thing? Kabbalah means me'etzem, that a person is not going to do this avira again. Ever again in his life. A person that spoke Lashon Hara has to be makabel, that he's never going to speak Lashon Hara again in his life. Now. That's where the people, oyvei. I can't do that. I can't make such a Kabbalah. So now, in a chanami, if you can't make such a Kabbalah, that means that you're nenas. You're an einus. If you at this point don't have the yichirlis to do that, a person, then you're an einus. And b'meila einus rachmana patre. Only what you could do, that's what you have a mechiv to do. Now, what you could do at this point, what do you have the yichirlis to do at this point to be able to? Which chelik of lashon hara do you have? Do you have the yichirlis to overcome that you're not going to be over on this lashon hara? That you have a chiv to be mekabel on yourself. Then you have to be, and that has to be in a chanami. It could be in the smallest amount. And like Yisrael Salanter says, the ikur taino on a person is on the easiest chelik of the avira, because it was so easy for you to overcome it, and you didn't overcome it, that's the biggest taino. Something which was so hard. So what do you want to do? For him, it's an einus. He's nanas. What do you want him to do? You can't, a guy told me once, about Baal Tshuva, he says, for me, giving up cheesesteaks was almost enough of a reason not to become a Baal Tshuva. He says, for me, cheesesteaks doesn't even, it's not even oil al adas. Like, who cares about a cheesesteak? And he grew up with him. But for him, it was the end of the, for him, that was the end of the world. It's enough, he says, pressure was enough reason not to go about tshuva, because of, to give up cheesesteaks. So for him, if he would be over on cheesesteak, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I understand the situation. For a standard person to be over on a cheesesteak, he goes ahead. What was your taiva, bechlal, that you went ahead to be over? Each person, kefi mashu. Mamela, the taiva is kefi how hard it is. And the easiest part, that a person has the yichilis to overcome. That's his makom of the Kabbalah. Now this Kabbalah is very hard to do on Yom Kippur when a person is Hashamnu, Boganu, Gazanu, Dibanu, Doifi, Havinu, Vashem. Whoa. To be make a Kabbalah and all the things, and to think about the things that have to be... So maybe he has the vidui then, and he has the harata like we said. But the chilak HaKabbalah, that's something which needs more time. That needs time, that needs a person has to spend time. And I think that's really why this aspect of Kabbalah is really the reason why people push off doing tshuva. Because it's just too hard to face it. And if you don't face it, so then you don't have to deal with it. And then Yom Kippur will pass and you don't have to worry about it next year. Which is, unfortunately, the default of many people. And Rabbeinu Yoina, he mentions that there's nine different reasons why not to push off tshuva. He says, "Im le'achshav im osai." He's talking about the Yemein Ali the Mili, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. "Im le'achshav im osai." So he says, first thing is, if a person pushes it off and he says, "When I have time," he says, "Tirdes ha'olam einin poiskeis." Al terem l'chashav neshna shem le'tipana. A person just gets busier. It's not. It doesn't. Life is always busy. Life is always busy, and it's not just that life is always busy. As a person gets older, life gets busier. He has more people that he knows, he has more people that he has to deal with, he has more things that he has to deal with. Very often the family gets bigger, it just multiplies, and you have much less time, you don't have more time. So you think, yeah, when I have to, I'll bacher things, when I have to get married and I settle down, and that person after gets married, if after I have kids, after I go into work, and after, and after, and after, and after, and after, next thing you know, you're 40 years old, let me tell you. And the next thing you know, you're 60 years old. Next thing, a person, it just passes by without even thinking. And I just came to Yeshiva Smir 20 years ago. Whoa, 20 years ago. I just came, I'm speaking about myself. I came in Tavshin Samach to Yeshiva Smir. It's Tavshin Pei Aleph. Wow, where did 21 years go? You think, yeah, when I have more time later, when I get Mitzvah, when I get, it doesn't, a person pushes it off, but it doesn't go away by itself. The second Hashinis, he says, after a person starts making money, he wants to make more money. The more money a person makes, the more he wants to make. So a person thinks, after I make money and after I retire, after you make more money, you want to make more money. So a person, it doesn't get easier like that. The third thing is that, a person has a lot that they have to be maspik in Ruchnius in 70 years or Halavai 120 years that a person has. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a certain amount of years, and it's because if a person would be able to, we live in the microwave generation. I would be able to push a button and rectify all my midas, terrific. If I can't, I'm not up to that. But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us 70 years or 80 years or 100 years, it's because it takes that long for a person to perfect themselves, for a person to work on the midas. It takes every midah can take who knows how long. If you look in the Bali Musar where they're talking about Avedas Aminas and work on this, look through Revolver's Aveda, work on this for 6 months. Work on this for 6 months? What is he talking about working for 6 months? Oh, smiling at somebody. We're not even talking about, you know, does the Shver worked in it for 2 years, Kabbalah's Panim, Sefer Panim Yofis. it takes a long time. Pushing it off is not going to help you. You need the time. If a person pushes off doing tshuva, so then if he's not even on the Indian that he has to do tshuva, then he's going to continue to do chatoim automatically. And not only that, he says, It just gets, it gets more difficult, and it's like a, now it's like a heter, and it gets more difficult to do tshuva l'chayr. The seventh reason, sixth reason is, I'm sorry. Ashishes, ula yamashchul yama v'yomastarim yashu l'chayka tshuva. A person never knows. B'chol esi bugedech levanim. Unfortunately, this past year we found that there's many people that never thought that Corona would do anything to them, that unfortunately, my brother was telling me, he says, the Baal Tekeh is not with us anymore. And there's many. I know the yeshiva that, Magichir in the yeshiva that my son went to this year, unfortunately, he's not there anymore. We're not talking about people that are in their 80s and the 90s. People that, person never knows. No one likes to think about that, but why push off something like that? When a person has to remember avera that he did 20 years ago, what was it even? It was so bad, probably didn't even bother him. Who knows? He doesn't really do tshuva because he doesn't think it was so terrible. Boy, the ish, the Gemara says, that a person should do tshuva, if he wants to get proper tshuva, it's when he has the same nisayin. When he's 90 years old, and he doesn't have the nisayinis that he has anymore, then in a chanami, of course he's not going to eat a cheeseburger because he doesn't have teeth. So, it's not a nisayin for him anymore. So we're not saying that he doesn't, it's not a tshuva, but the tshuva is much less, lo yikabos chara tshuva, the same way. Hachi is the final one. He says, "Bimei aziknus beeder koyech argashis, and then oitzer koyech lechadash mesilas bevav milarach marshavas deylocha membi yitzrayim." Last of all, with shorich lamal aturim ba'pulais. When a person gets older, he doesn't have his faculties the same way that he has them. He's not as sharp. He doesn't have as much. He doesn't have the ability like he has when he's younger to think of an eitzah to work it out, to really tackle the issue at hand. That's it. He's already. It's too hard for him. It's already. It's not just can't teach an old dog new tricks. It's not, that's not the neguda. It's that he doesn't have the yichilas to change it anymore. He doesn't have that tact. He doesn't have that fire that he would need to work on it. So mamela, a person can't push it off. L'maisa, what a person does is that they push it off and it goes to the next year. But a person can't push it off. The pressure is, l'maisa, everybody's too busy. When are you going to do it? The answer is that it's all an issue of priority. A person finds the time for what's chashuv to him. Every person finds time what's chashuv. Something might fall by the wayside, for sure. But whatever is really chashuv by a person, he's going to find time for it. There's nothing more chashuv than doing tshuva. There's nothing more chashuv than doing tshuva. Your relation with Ribbono Shel Olam is there's nothing. That's why we're here. How could you push it off? Mamela, a person should take a little bit of time before Yom Kippur, or on Yom Kippur, to sit down and try to work out this Nikudah of Kabbalah. What is it? What are the Nikudahs that I have to work on? What are the Nikudahs I have to work on? How am I going to work on it? If I don't know how to work on it, then I'm going to speak to somebody who will try to help me work on it. If I don't know where I'm holding, how much I'm able to be Mekabbalah myself, I'll work it out with somebody. Kenei lecha chaver, asei lecha rav, or kenei lecha chaver. Which Rabbi Yehuda says, kenei lecha chaver in Inyanei Ruchnius, to speak it out with somebody. Either somebody that's older than you, or somebody that's with you, somebody that you could work it out with. It could be with your wife, it could be whatever it is. Have whatever the it is, if it hasn't been working until now, then we're going to try something else this year. Something etvas. It doesn't have to be big things to change. You want to show the Ribbono Shel Olam, this is what I could do. I'm on my way to change. I'm on my way. I'm not pushing it off till I'm 40. I'm not pushing it off till I'm 60. I'm not pushing it off till I'm 100. This is the nekuda that a person. This is the scary nekuda, and this is the nekuda that people push off. And this is what a person really has to sit down and to prioritize now, especially the way that Yom Kippur falls out this year. That especially for people that are in Kirlo, people that are not working, even if you are working, you have Friday and you have Shabbos and you have Sunday. You have a bunch of days now before Yom Kippur that are not in the regular Mizgeret. A person can find half an hour to sit down with himself and just to really work on the Nekudas. First of all, make a, put down on paper, what are the nekudas that are imperative for me to work on this year? I need kas, it's ruining my marriage, it's whatever it is, I must work on kas. How am I going to work on kas? I don't know. Where do I see get angry? I'm going to speak it out with somebody. Something, a person has to work on it. Don't keep on pushing it off. Whatever it is, nekama, whatever, lashon hara, who knows what it is, whatever issue a person has, that's the issue, to take a few minutes to sit down and to try to work it out. That would be, it's the biggest chos, it's the easiest time to do it. Dir Shu Hashem B'Matzi, it's the most mesugal time to do it. And the small amount that we do at this time is worth so much more than it's worth at any other time of the year. The Mela, it's Pashit Kedai to do it at this time, and we should be Zeche to a Tshuva Shleimo, and to be Zeche to a Gmar Chasima Teva.